This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine spending like $15,000 a month to guide your absolute perfect customer right to your front door, getting them to ring the doorbell and then, well, locking it from the inside the exact millisecond they do.
Which happens every single day.
Right. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are looking at what might be the most expensive yet entirely invisible mistake that businesses are making right now.
It really is the absolute definition of a missed opportunity. We are talking about taking the most valuable, highest intent real estate on a company's website and just treating it like a dead end.
And that is our mission for you today. So whether you are running a business, maybe you're prepping for a high stakes marketing meeting, or you know, you are just insanely curious about digital psychology and how these systems actually operate, this deep dive is going to completely change how you view the exact millisecond after a form is submitted online.
Yeah, we are going to uncover a hidden gold mine. That's really the best way to put it.
We really are. And the roadmap for this, it comes from a really fascinating breakdown by Jo Medico. She's the director of client services at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And she specializes in this concept called post-conversion page optimization.
Right.
Basically dissecting the psychology and the raw business mechanics of the thank you page.
Which, I mean, it sounds incredibly basic on the surface, right? A thank you page.
Yeah, exactly.
But her entire role.
Yeah.
Is about looking at the full system of how users interact with a brand, acting as a proactive partner to clients.
Hello?
And she's pointing a giant spotlight on this massive gaping leak in the bucket that almost everyone is just ignoring.
Okay, so let's unpack this by setting the scene, because I think it is painfully relatable for anyone who has ever tried to market, well, anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine a business today. They are navigating what is called the AI slump. Meaning, we're in this era where AI is generating an absolute ocean of just mediocre generic content.
Right. The noise level is deafening right now.
Exactly. It's making it incredibly difficult for a real company to stand out and actually earn trust. So to cut through that noise, this company spends serious time and money optimizing their intent gap keywords.
Which is crucial.
Yeah. And for anyone not deep in the marketing weeds, that just means they're doing the hard work to figure out exactly what words people search when they are ready to buy right now, rather than just, you know, browsing around.
They're looking for that high intent traffic.
Right. They are paying top dollar for a high quality click. So they do all this heavy lifting, they spend the money, and they successfully get a prospect to land on the page, fill out a form, and hit submit.
The hardest part is theoretically done. I mean, they won the click, they got the information.
Yes. Yeah. But then the prospect hits a white screen with just two words on it. Thanks, we'll be in touch.
It's tragic.
Think about the mechanics of that for a second. It's like running a marathon, you know, you're sweating, you cross the finish line, and instead of a medal or someone handing you a bottle of water, a guy in a suit just hands you a sticky note that says, go wait in your car.
That is exactly what it feels like to the user. You put in all that effort, you hand it over your personal data, and you get nothing in return but a polite dismissal.
I do have to push back a little here, though, because I see this literally everywhere. Is a simple thank you really that fatal to a business? I mean, isn't it just polite? We've been seeing thanks, we'll be in touch on the internet since, what, the 1990s?
Yeah, and it was fine in the 90s, but you have to look at the environment we're operating in today. This is the 2026 reality.
Okay.
In 2026, waiting is where deals go to die. That polite little message isn't just a missed opportunity. It is actively a massive liability.
Wait, a liability? Because of the competition or?
Because of the competition and the sheer speed of technology now. Your competitors are already using AI to provide instant personalized responses.
All right.
If your website is still acting like a digital filing cabinet.
A digital filing cabinet. I like that.
Yeah, meaning it just takes a user's information and puts it in a drawer to be looked at by a human later.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you're actively costing your company revenue.
So you're taking a lead at their absolute peak of interest and just telling them to go away.
Exactly. You cannot rent growth in this market. You have to own it. And you can't own your market if you treat that critical, you know, post-submission moment as an afterthought.
Which brings us to the psychology of it all.
Yeah.
Because to understand why this waiting period is so fatal, you really have to look at the user's state of mind at that exact millisecond.
Right. The psychology is fascinating here.
There is this core insight from Double Dome that completely blew my mind. The thank you page is statistically the highest engagement page on a B2B website.
You really had to let that sink in for a moment. It is the highest engagement page. Not the homepage with the flashy, expensive video, not the pricing page, not the blog.
Right, and the mechanics behind it make perfect sense once you hear them. It's because it is the only page on a website visited exclusively by 100% qualified leads.
Exactly.
Every single person sitting on that specific URL has just raised their hand.
This completely shifts how we need to view website traffic. When someone hits submit, they are in a very specific psychological space. It's a yes state of mind.
A yes state.
Yeah. They have just made a micro commitment to a brand. They trusted you enough to hand over their personal data, their email, maybe even their phone number.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Most agencies out there focus entirely on getting the click or getting that submit button pushed. They view the transaction as over.
They think the job is done.
It's like spending all your energy getting a customer to walk into a retail store, convincing them to pull out their wallet, and then immediately ushering them out the back door into an alley.
It defies logic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does. Mm-hmm. But it happens on almost every website audited in this space. You have a captive audience in this powerful yes state, and instead of guiding them further, you shut the door.
So you're saying that by implementing post-conversion page optimization, you actually provide a secondary path right at that moment of peak interest.
Exactly. You harness that yes state instead of squandering it.
Okay, so we know the user is in this vulnerable, highly engaged yes state. How do we actually capture that momentum instead of slamming the door in their face? The strategy breaks this down into four pillars.
Four pillars, yeah.
And these are the elements you need to ensure a big monthly marketing budget actually produces a measurable return.
And this is where we move from the theory of the yes state into the actual technical precision that changes a business's bottom line.
Let's walk through how to actually build this, starting with pillar one, which is immediate expectation setting.
This is all about replacing that vague, polite dead end we talked about earlier, you know, the we'll be in touch sticky note.
Yes. So instead of the classic we'll be in touch, you get wildly specific. The example given in the source is this. Our senior consultant, Mark, will call you from a 404 area code within the next 2 business hours.
Think about what that does mechanically in the user's brain.
I mean, it completely removes the anxiety of the unknown.
Exactly. It reduces friction instantly.
Mm.
Think about it from your own perspective for a second. You fill out a form online. Usually, you have no idea if your request went into a black hole or if you're about to get spammed by 10 different aggressive salespeople.
Oh, totally.
But if you know exactly who is calling, where they're calling from, and when, you are actually going to pick up the phone.
Because you aren't screening a random 404 number thinking it's a scam caller or a robot. You are literally expecting Mark.
Right. It guarantees the user actually connects with the sales team, which honestly is half the battle in B2B sales.
Okay, so you've relieved their anxiety about when you'll call, but what do you do with that momentum? They're still sitting at their computer looking at the screen. This brings us to pillar two, the strike while hot secondary CTA.
Secondary call to action.
Right, right. So if a prospect just downloaded a white paper or requested a guide, you immediately give them an embedded calendar on that very same page to book a 15-minute discovery call right then and there. But I have to ask, isn't offering a meeting immediately after a white paper download a bit like a car salesman blocking the exit until you take a test drive? I mean, it feels kind of aggressive. They only ask for a PDF.
That's a great challenge, and a lot of people feel that way initially. But it's important to understand the mechanics here. It is not blocking the exit.
Okay, so what is it doing?
It's more like leaving the keys in the ignition and letting the customer know they can take a drive if they want to. It's entirely about self-selection.
So you aren't forcing the meeting to get the PDF?
Not at all. They already have what they came for. The white paper is downloading in the background. You're simply offering an open door while they are in that active, primed, yes state.
I see. You're just putting the steering wheel in their hands.
Precisely. Allowing for this self-selection into meetings drastically shortens the sales cycle. We're talking about shaving off days or even weeks of back-and-forth emails just trying to find a time to chat.
Oh, the endless email chain. Does Tuesday at 2 work? No. How about Thursday?
Right. You eliminate all of that simply by putting a calendar on the screen while they are actively thinking about your company.
That makes total sense. You aren't forcing anything. You're just saying, hey, if you want to skip the line and grab coffee right now, my calendar is right here. So they have the option to act, but what about that little voice in their head? You know, the doubt. This brings us to pillar three, reinforcement with social proof.
This deals directly with the psychological timing of a digital transaction.
So the strategy suggests adding something like a 15-second video testimonial or a case study logo bar right there on the thank you page.
Yes, because the moment someone submits their information, there is almost always a tiny, almost imperceptible spike of buyer's remorse or doubt.
Right. Like, did I just send my email to a spam factory?
Exactly. Did I make the right choice? Is this a reputable company?
So it's preemptive damage control. You're answering the did I just get scammed reflex before it even fully forms in their brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The 15-second video is there to instantly soothe that anxiety. It proves they made the right decision. It reinforces that they just contacted the preferred answer in their specific industry.
Wow. So it solidifies your brand authority right when they are most vulnerable to second-guessing themselves.
And it does it without requiring them to navigate back to your homepage, to read reviews, or go hunt for testimonials. It serves the reassurance on a silver platter right when they need it most.
That is brilliant. Okay, so they feel safe. Maybe they even booked a call on the calendar. What else can we do while we have their attention? That leads into pillar four, deepening the information game.
In this one, this is uniquely crucial for surviving that 2026 reality we discussed earlier with the AI slump.
Right, the sea of generic content. So the idea here is that you should provide a link to a next steps resource, something like a deep dive video or an advanced guide that only leads get to see, like it's exclusive to that post conversion page.
Think about how this mechanically stops them from leaving your ecosystem. Right now, everyone is getting generic, watered down answers from AI bots. Information is everywhere, but exclusive, highly relevant information. That is incredibly valuable.
So it feels special.
Yes. By giving them a next steps resource that is gated just for them,
yeah,
you're moving them away from those generic AI answers.
And more importantly, you're physically stopping them from opening a new tab and going back to Google. Because if you just say, we'll be in touch, they are still in research mode.
Exactly.
They'll go search for your competitors while they wait for Mark to call from the 404 area code.
Precisely.
Yeah.
If you give them something they can't get anywhere else, they don't bounce back to the search bar. You are building brand ownership. You are keeping them engaged, educating them further on your specific methodology, and ultimately cementing your position as the absolute authority.
Okay, so what does this all mean for the bottom line? We've talked about the psychology of the yes state. We've gone deep into the mechanics of all four pillars. But applying these doesn't just change the design of a web page, right? This strategy demands a complete change to the business model itself.
It really is a complete paradigm shift.
Yeah.
The contrast between the legacy dead-end page and what is called the optimized accelerator page, it's night and day. And the difference in the data a company receives is staggering.
Let's break that data difference down. With a legacy page, the only data you get is a basic lead captured signal. You know somebody filled out a form.
Which is fine, but it's incredibly passive.
Well, right. But when you rebuild this experience with post-conversion page optimization, that shifts to an advanced engagement intent signal. You don't just know they filled out a form. You know they filled out a form, immediately watched a 15-second testimonial video, clicked a calendar link to book a meeting, and then downloaded a secondary exclusive resource.
The depth of data changes completely. And for a CEO or, honestly, anyone managing a budget, this completely changes the reporting structure. You move away from vague metrics like form fills. Because let's be honest, form fills don't pay the bills.
No, they absolutely do not.
You move from that to CEO-level velocity tracking. The focus shifts entirely to pipeline velocity. We spent X amount of dollars and we generated Y amount of revenue.
Yes. Because CEOs and business owners have zero patience for marketing agencies that hide behind vanity traffic numbers when the actual sales team is starving for high-intent meetings.
And that is the crux of the ROI argument here. By having leads self-schedule and immediately consume sales enablement content, you are directly lowering your customer acquisition cost, your CAC.
Let's ground that in reality for a second. How exactly does it lower the customer acquisition cost mechanically? Is it just by saving time?
By drastically reducing expensive manual labor. Think about a sales rep. Let's call her Sarah. Under the old system, Sarah gets a lead notification on a Tuesday. She spends hours calling that lead, leaving voicemails, sending follow-up emails, and trying to convince them to book a meeting.
Which is exhausting and incredibly inefficient. I mean, nobody likes playing phone tag.
Exactly. But with the optimized accelerator page, Sarah doesn't have to make 40 cold or lukewarm calls on a Tuesday because five people already self-scheduled directly onto her calendar over the weekend.
Wow.
The web page does the heavy lifting for her. It turns a passive, polite thank you into a growth engine that qualifies and schedules leads while the team sleeps.
So no jargon, just a solid technical backbone that turns fleeting interest into a predictable revenue stream. It's taking the most ignored page on the internet and fundamentally rewiring it to be a high-velocity sales tool.
It's simply about respecting the prospect's interest and capitalizing on it immediately. You don't need more flashy design or marketing fluff. You need a website that works exactly as hard as you do.
So let's pull all of this together for you. We started by looking at that crucial finish line, the form submission. We saw how giving a prospect a white screen that just says, "We'll be in touch," is like making them run a marathon only to hand them a sticky note telling them to go wait in their car. It is a dead end.
And we explore the 2026 reality, where competitors are instant, AI is everywhere, and making your customer wait is where deals actually die.
We dove into the psychology of that critical yes state. We realized that the thank you page is actually the highest engagement page on any B2B site. Why? Because 100% of the traffic sitting on that URL consists of qualified leads who just trusted you with their data.
And we broke down the mechanics of the four pillars to actually harness that state. Setting immediate expectations so they know exactly who is calling, offering a secondary CTA for self-selection without forcing the issue, providing social proof to kill that spike of buyer's remorse, and deepening their information gain to keep them away from the search engines and the AI bots.
All of which shifts a business from vague, "We got some form fills" reporting to hard CEO-level pipeline velocity tracking. It lowers your customer acquisition cost by doing the heavy lifting for your sales team, and it stops you from wasting your absolute best converting moments.
It really is a masterclass in seeing the invisible opportunities that are already sitting right there in your digital strategy.
It truly is, and I want to challenge you, listening to this right now, look at your own projects, look at your company's website. Seriously, go fill out your own contact form today. Are you guilty of giving your best, most highly qualified leads the white screen of waiting? Are you spending all your energy getting them in the front door only to usher them out the back alley the second they open their wallets?
This deep dive reveals just how much untapped power lies in the immediate aftermath of a digital transaction. And it raises an important question for you to consider long after we wrap up here. If the page after the conversion is actually the most vital moment of engagement, what other invisible transition points in our digital or professional lives are we completely ignoring simply because we assume the transaction is already done?
A sticky note at the marathon finish line? Don't be the sticky note. Keep diving deep, and we'll catch you on the next one.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.